From the GPB Newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has created an Office of Inspector General. GPB's Sarah Rose reports on this latest effort to increase government transparency.
The new position will have broad jurisdiction to seek out fraud, waste, abuse, corruption, and misconduct. It will operate independently from the mayor's office and city council. Bottom says the move is part of a broader effort.
This has been an ongoing discussion on what we can do to improve ethics and transparency in the city.
The mayor's office established a task force last year to evaluate its legislative and administrative policies related to ethics. The group recommended the creation of the position as part of their findings. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Rose in Atlanta.
Georgia's tax revenues went up 3% in December, but it comes on the heels of several months of decline. Governor Brian Kemp has ordered state agencies to reduce spending in this current fiscal year and the next. And the state legislature could lower tax collections more by voting to cut the state's income tax rate by 0.25%. GPB is a state agency funded in part by the state of Georgia. We now know the new name of the Atlanta Braves Stadium.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Truist Park.
That sound comes from Fox Sports South. Yes, he said Truist Park. The stadium in Cobb County had been known as SunTrust Park for the last three seasons. The change follows SunTrust Bank's merger with BB&T to form Truist. Most new signs at the ballpark are expected to be in place in time for the Atlanta Braves home opener against the Miami Marlins on April 3rd. I'm Ricky Bevington.